When Trouble Comes, written by Katie Westenberg, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Psalms 91:4. He will cover you with his feathers. You will take refuge under his wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. I have always loved the unique picture this verse calls to mind. I think of this powerful bird with its expansive wings tucked and fluffed into a cocoon of warmth and safety. For me, protective and fierce, yet gentle and attentive, this is exactly the refuge I desire. But I rarely consider what might be beyond this ambient environment. The very nature of the word refuge suggests being sheltered from something, and Psalm 91 does not neglect what that might be. From the trap, fatal and epidemic disease, terrors of the night, arrows that fly by day, destruction, plagues that stalk and ravage in the night and throughout the day, the word pictures here are equally as vivid as the feathered nest I was just wrapped in. It is easy for me to stop at verse 4 and look away from this part. But the hope we need is as much here as it is in the shelter. This is what he is protecting us from. This is what he is protecting us through. This is what he is protecting us in the midst of. Verse 15 tells us he will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us. Often, when trouble comes, we ask God why. Why do violent crimes happen to innocent people? Why do faithful people struggle with finances, marriages, children, hope? Tucked under his wing, we like to think the dangers, all that we fear, will cease around us. But his word never promises that. He promises us safety, himself, in and amidst it all. This psalm opens with a firm and fervent declaration. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. In trouble or at peace, the psalmist is making a bold and stubborn declaration. When we make the Lord our dwelling place, his shelter through horrifying trouble is our hope. He is our hope. May we not confuse the two. Trouble will come, but so will refuge for those who have set their hearts on Christ. He will give us his angels' charge over thee and answer when we call. We were never promised a life without hardship, a life without very real terrors and danger, but we are promised his presence with us, the security of his refuge around us. We need not fear when trouble comes, or despair the horrors around us when we set our hearts firmly on the hope of his shelter, his deliverance, through it all.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.